This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York City, and attacks inspired by the Islamic State group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. They were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender for Molina did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Court records do not list any attorney for Matthews. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is sending in state troopers and sheriff's deputies to Portland for the weekend to help local police in the state's largest city monitor competing Saturday protest. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration and counter-protest by liberal groups are expected. Brown said Friday that she is giving leadership of policing in the city over the weekend to commanders of state police and a local sheriff's office. Portland has had violent protests for more than 3 months. Following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, they went to a lull during recent wildfires, but resumed this week. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against police officers who killed the black woman during a March drug raid at her apartment. As Taylor's mom stood close by, her lawyer said they have seen the evidence, and there is much the state attorney general got wrong. They did not give specifics. Her aunt read a statement on behalf of Palmer saying the entire justice system failed her. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea said Saturday it will ask North Korea to further investigate the shooting death of a South Korean official as public and political outrage over the killing grew. South Korea said it would call for a joint probe into the case with the North as needed. In a rare move on Friday, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apologized for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official, saying it was meant to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. The apology came a day after South Korean officials said the North soldiers killed the man, doused his body in fuel, and set it on fire. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine Friday morning, killing at least 22 people. The aircraft crashed while trying to land during a training exercise, according to the general staff of the armed forces, adding that at least two more people were critically injured. Video posted by the deputy interior minister on Facebook showed the plane in flames lying near a road and smoke billowing upwards in the night sky. The Panama Canal Authority said it won an arbitration ruling on Friday for $265 million to be returned to it from the consortium that built the third set of locks for the key transoceanic waterway. The authority cited a decision from a Miami-based arbitration board it said was issued earlier on Friday. Google's parent company has reached a $110 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of sexual misconduct for executives. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest in 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andy Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees filed misconduct allegations against them. Shareholder lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles sexual misconduct allegations. Alphabet Inc. said Friday it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or is the subject of a sexual misconduct investigation. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol. She is the first woman so honored in America, making history again as she did throughout her extraordinary life. The flag-draped casket of Ginsburg, who died last week at the age of 87 in the state's the Capitol's Grand Statuary Hall, drew members of Congress, military officials, friends and family, some with children in tow, paying respect to the liberal icon who changed American law and the perceptions of women's power. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.